Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you, and how was church last night? My, we had a marvelous time here at Bible Baptist Church. Got to see a little bit of the VBS program with the boys and girls, and boy, the Spaldings doing a wonderful job, and of course many, many helpers and workers. And then of course we went ahead and had our midweek service, and a little bit abbreviated, but not much. And I had enjoyed the study in 1 Timothy, and God met with us. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. Hope it was that way where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And I do want you to know there's one more night, tomorrow night, of VBS. And so we hope you can come on out and be our guest at VBS 6 to 8:30, and they finish up the incredible race, and that'll be tomorrow night. And we hope you can come out and join it for the final evening. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want you to go to Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15. The Bible says, and let's see, we'll back up to verse number 16, where the Bible says, the soldiers led him, that's Jesus, away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the band, the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him. Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him and, bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And they compel one Simon a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. Jesus Christ has been unmercifully beaten. He's been whipped with a cat of nine tails 39 times on his back. You figure 39 times, that's times nine would be about 351. There's nine cords on the cat of nine tails. So 39 times, that's 351 lashes across his back. Isaiah tells us his visage was so marred, we would not have known he was a human being. They made a cross. It wasn't this nice finished cross that we see pictures of today. It would have been a rugged piece of wood. And they lift it up and they place it on his back. Can you imagine? As Jesus has been up all night, he's been punched in the face by Roman soldiers, he's been spit upon, he's been beaten, he's been bloodied. Now they throw this cross, this rugged piece of wood on his back. He bends beneath the load. And as they look around in the crowd, they see a man and they point him out and say, "You, come here, you carry his cross." Now this man was Simon. Oh, I think you and I would have chosen John, the beloved disciple, the one who was there at the cross with Jesus. Or Peter, he was always there. But for some reason, God planned to have a man who was 800 miles away from home carry the cross. His first time, as far as we know, coming to Jerusalem. Maybe just coming for the Passover. Not even knowing why or what the commotion was this particular Passover. This is the only mention he has in the Bible. I want to give you some thoughts today about why God chose Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross. Maybe, number one, it's because he knows the unknown as well as the known. One Simon. Oh, it's a common name in the Bible. There's nine of them mentioned in the Bible. But let's be specific. God knows every one of them. And God knows every one of us by name. You probably have a common name. My name, Slaybaugh, is not common, but there are times I come across people who say, "Do you know a Slaybaugh here or there?" And they've heard that name before. But God knows each one of us individually, whether you're John or Jose or Sue or whatever it may be. God draws us to himself, whether you're in the spotlight, so to speak, or not. God knows your name, and God knows where you live. Listen, God used that little maid who pointed Naaman to the prophet of God who could heal him of leprosy, but didn't mention her name. That little lad who brought his lunch to Jesus and he fed over 5,000 with it, we don't know his name. The widow who gave her two mites, we don't know her name, but God knows. God, listen, doesn't matter who you are, whether you think anybody knows your name or not, you are important to God. He didn't choose one of the apostles to carry his cross. He chose Simon. God wants you, little boy. God wants you, little girl. God wants you, man. God wants you, woman. God wants you, grandma. God wants you, grandpa. God wants you, widow. God wants you, orphan. God wants you, uneducated one. God wants you. He's interested in the unknown as well as the known. Maybe that's why he had Simon bear the cross. Maybe it was because he wanted us to know that he can save or use anyone regardless of race. The Cyrenians were black folks. Oh, I remember as a little child learning in Sunday school, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the children of the world, but Jesus loves all the races. He created them. He made us different. He made us black and white and yellow and Mexican. Listen, God loves us. And you are just as important to God as anyone else is. God doesn't favor one race. Inside, we're all the same, and the blood is the same. He chose Simon so the world will know that all races can come to Jesus. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm reminded that John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Maybe he had Simon carry the cross because he wanted us to know you can get saved the first time you hear the gospel. As far as we know, this was Simon's first visit to Jerusalem. I mean, it was Passover time, so folks were there from all over the world. He had saved up his money over the years, waited for this time to make the 800-mile trip to see Jerusalem during the Passover. And here he is in his first visit, and he's called to take up the cross of Jesus Christ. If when he left Cyrene, somebody told him, you're going to bear the cross of the Messiah to Calvary, he wouldn't have believed it. He wouldn't have believed it. He said, I have no intention of doing that. I have no intention of even knowing what's going on. I have no knowledge of those kind of things. That's what he'd have said. But I wonder, if you're listening today, maybe it's you just stumbled on the radio broadcast. Maybe you'd heard about the gospel before, but there's no accident you're listening today, my friend. This is an opportunity for you to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. This is how you can know. You can know you're on your way to heaven. You can know you have eternal life if you'll receive the gift of eternal life, which is through Jesus Christ. Receiving Him as your Savior. Doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter your education, doesn't matter your background, doesn't matter your circumstances, doesn't matter the color of your skin. You can be saved, and you can be saved the first time you hear the gospel. Maybe Jesus had Simon carry the cross to let us know their divine appointments. Oh, Simon just planned his trip to Jerusalem, but God had a bigger plan, didn't he? He would be at the exact spot when Jesus would bend beneath the load. And God had moved a man there from 800 miles away to carry the cross. What if he'd have taken a wrong turn somewhere? What if he'd have got involved in a conversation with somebody? He wouldn't have been at the right place to say, you, there, you, take up his cross. Divine appointments. Dr. Ice used to say that people would say when he preaches, you singled me out, or you're preaching to me. He said, that's silly. He said, you go sit outside and listen then. And so the man went and sat outside the door in the foyer. Nobody even knew he was there. Dr. I said, the devil's after you. You won't walk out these doors, and the first person you'll meet will be the devil. And the guy said, see, you're preaching to me again. Oh, listen, divine appointments. There's no accident you're listening to the broadcast today. There's no accident when that neighbor invites you to church. There's no accident when someone knocks on your door or gives you a gospel tract. God wants you to be saved, my friend. Divine appointments. Then maybe it is that the Lord wanted us to know that Simon would not have another chance. As far as we know, Simon never had another opportunity like this one. And I don't know how many opportunities you'll have to be saved, but I know you'll never have a better opportunity than you have right now today. Will you take up the cross today? Will you trust Jesus Christ, who died on that cross for your sin, as your Savior? I mean, without church membership, without a baptistry, without confirmation. Just say, Jesus died for me. Jesus paid for my sins. And I ask him to forgive me and to give me the gift of eternal life. And Jesus says, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You'll be saved, my friend. You'll receive the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He told Nicodemus, just as Moses lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Well, all of us have been bitten by the serpent, the old devil, and we're born sinners, and we're dying as sinners. But 2,000 years ago, lifted up on a cross was the Lord Jesus. And there he died for you and for me. 3 days later, he up from the grave, he arose. He's a living Savior. That's why he's able to save all those that come unto God through him. If you look to him, oh, if you look to him, you can be saved. Your sins can be forgiven. If you trust anything else, you'll end up dying and going to hell to pay for your own sins. The songwriter, you know it, wrote this on a hill far away. Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, but I love that old cross. We're the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. To my trophies at last I lie down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Simon of Cyrene. God knows the unknown as well as the known. Maybe God chose him so that we would know he can save or use anyone regardless of their race. Maybe he chose him so we can know you get saved the first time you hear the gospel. Maybe he chose him to prove to us their divine appointments. God has us at the right place at the right time. And then maybe he chose him so Simon, we would know he never got another chance. So he took advantage of the opportunity he had. Don't pass it up. Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Today is the day. Now is the accepted time. Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you'll call on the Lord and ask him to save you, would you let us know about it? Send me an email. Leave me a voicemail. Let us know about your decision for Christ. We'll be happy to get you some good literature that'll get you started on your Christian walk with the Lord. All right? Simon of Cyrene. What a great, great story. All right. Well, listen, hope you have a great Thursday. Looking forward to the closing night of VBS tonight. And then, of course, we look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll talk about that phrase in Philippians that Paul uttered, for me to live as Christ, to die as gain. All right. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.